Good morning and welcome back to 501C TV. I'm your host, Janelle Harris, and this is the podcast that talks to system change leaders, thought leaders, nonprofits, and nonprofit partners to find out what is new and exciting in our community. And I'm very excited this morning to have with me Jared Smith, who is the CEO of Bethesda Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great
I'm
to be here.
So happy to have you here. You know, as we were talking, I said from time to time, we love to have our hospital leaders come in here just to kind of have a conversation and, you know, discuss what you guys are doing like out in the community and also, you know, just background on the hospital in general. Because I know here in South Florida, we have a few hospitals, especially right in our backyard. So I'm excited to like break everything down with you and get to know who you are and all about Bethesda today. So I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jared, let's start out with Jared, because I think a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, like it's the CEO of, you know, of a major hospital. Like, how did you get here? I know you've been in the role a year now.
About a year and a half.
Okay. So I want to go back. I want to know, did you always dream of being the CEO of a large hospital?
I did not dream of being a CEO of a hospital system. I didn't even, when I was starting out in college, even think of healthcare to begin with.
That's crazy.
It's really, you know, just very fortunate that the roads opened up into this direction. Okay. Coming out of school, I graduated from the University of Miami.
Awesome.
And I was fortunate to work for a large accounting firm called Deloitte & Touche. Mm-hmm. I'm a CPA by background. And quite simply, one of my clients was Baptist Hospital of Miami.
Awesome.
Which is part of Baptist Health.
Yes.
And so I've gone full circle. Hmm. But if it wasn't for that opportunity at Baptist Hospital,
sure,
my path wouldn't have probably led to healthcare.
Yeah. So like, how do you go from accounting right into healthcare? Like, what was the intrigue there that you were like, ooh, this sounds cool?
Yeah. To me, quite candidly, I found healthcare to be fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's a highly regulatory related industry, but we work with incredible physicians and scientists and clinicians and nurses throughout. There's so much innovation and technology, so I absolutely enjoyed every aspect of it.
Okay.
So the finance side was what rooted me in healthcare. It gave me the opportunity to learn about the enterprise, the organizations, to see many different facets of the healthcare industry.
Yeah, which is so cool.
And just, I think just because I enjoyed it, I was passionate about it, I love what the goal is, you know, to, you know, to be world-class healthcare organizations, it kind of just led me down this path.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, okay, so let's break that down then. And then Bethesda, okay, this is complicated. I was trying to like, I was like, how do we like break this out? Because I want everyone to understand kind of the, how it all works. And because Bethesda is part of Baptist.
That's right.
Maybe you can walk us through a little bit of the background. Of maybe like Baptist and then how and when Bethesda came to be. And then we'll talk specifically about East and West.
Sure. So Bethesda is part of Baptist.
Yes.
Baptist Health is the largest healthcare organization in the South Florida region. It started in Miami with one hospital and then ultimately had merged with South Miami and Homestead.
Okay.
And over the years, it has really grown to be such a tremendous leader in healthcare. Today, there's 12 hospitals.
Oh my gosh.
We cover from the Florida Keys. Mm-hmm. We have two hospitals in the Keys, Mariners and Fisherman's Hospital, all the way up here to Palm Beach, including Boca Raton Regional and Bethesda Hospitals, East and West.
Got it.
Today, we're 12 hospitals. As I mentioned, the largest healthcare organization in South Florida. We have 27,000 employees and hundreds of outpatient centers,
That's
physician
incredible.
Offices, urgent cares, emergency departments, you name it. So it really has grown into such an incredible company.
Sure.
And something I'm really proud to be part of.
Yeah. And so and Baptist is a non-for-profit.
Baptist is not-for-profit.
Right.
We're here to serve the community.
Which is so cool. So again, like, you know, having the 501C TV podcast and all the nonprofits and, you know, we could probably have a whole separate one just on like the foundation and all that, but we'll get into a little bit. So, so tell me about the layout. You're specifically responsible for East and West. Is that correct?
That's correct. So in Boynton Beach, we have two hospitals. Mm-hmm. One is the East Campus, which is located off of Woolbright, just east of 95, and the West Campus is off of 441 and Boynton Beach Boulevard.
Okay, and what's kind of the difference between the two as far as like what they offer and you know, the services that they have?
So we look at it as one hospital system. On the East Campus, and combined, we're a tertiary care service organization, so we provide a higher level of care than most community hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
On the East Campus, we'll provide more advanced heart care, open heart procedures. We have our obstetrics, our women's program. Mm-hmm. So we have a level 3 NICU, which is the highest level of neonatal intensive care here in Palm Beach County. So we have some of those more intense services.
Okay.
The West Campus provides, you know, an incredible amount of services, from emergency room services, surgical services that cover the gamut, high-intensity ICU-related services.
Very cool.
Combined, it's one system of care.
Awesome. So let's talk about technology. This is like my favorite topic always, especially when I have my healthcare leaders in here. What is some, you know, do you have plans for any new equipment that's coming in on a technology level? Like, what's new and exciting? I know you guys have a really cool app. I don't think that's new, but the
Pine app.
Yeah,
yes,
the
you
Pine
can
app.
Go.
Is that new?
It's not so new.
It's cool,
you know,
though.
Baptist is very much focused
it.
On technology and leading with the digital world. Pine app is an app that you can obtain on your phone where you can get all your medical records. So if you're at any Baptist organization, you'll see all your medical records all in one location.
Which is pretty awesome.
You know, you could schedule an urgent care visit if you needed to see a physician.
Okay.
So there's a lot of great features that are on the app.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that's actually happening at the hospital. It's pretty incredible, whether it's on the AI side or advances in robotics.
Okay.
We just acquired a new robot at Bethesda Hospital, which is some of the most advanced technology that improve outcomes during surgical services.
Awesome.
So a fair amount of work is.
Yeah, no, I love the technology. I always, I get all the like news alerts on medical technology. I'm not even involved in the medical world, but I'm just like fascinated by it because it's so like quickly changing. It's just evolving so quickly. So let's talk AI. Like, how do you feel like AI is going to change the medical landscape at all? I mean, there's good and bad that comes with AI. What are your feelings on AI?
I'm actually very excited about it because I think if it could enhance our ability to diagnose patients and to improve outcomes, that's what it's all about. We're using AI in many different areas, or virtual reality and technology.
That's so cool.
Yeah. A good example is through Lynn Cancer Institute, which is focused on women's health and men's health around breast cancer. We use AI to help diagnose patients that are going in for mammograms, in addition to having 8 fellowship-trained breast mammographers that are world-class. There's technology behind the scenes that has helped improve the ability to detect cancers that that the naked eye would not have seen, even with the most advanced imaging, the most advanced mammography.
That's amazing.
So it's really exciting to improve the outcomes there.
That's pretty cool. What what type of technology would you like to see there in the next 5 years? What do you think is like the most important, you know, maybe area of focus?
Right. You know, I think what we'll end up seeing in future years is, again, on the diagnosis of patients. Just imagine for patients that are coming in the emergency room, if we're able to diagnose those patients that may not necessarily need emergency room services so we can get them home quicker.
Yeah.
But more importantly, for those that are coming in with more serious related diagnoses, that we can treat them quicker, get to the right diagnosis, and improve their outcomes.
Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes you have people that come in and they don't even necessarily know. I mean, they could give you a range of symptoms, and I mean, that could be like hundreds of different things. So to be able to have that kind of extra helping hand to go in there and diagnose, like you said, it's faster and, you know, gets everybody the care that they need.
Right.
Quickly,
exactly.
Which is awesome. I think that's so amazing. So you've been here about a year now.
Yes.
What do you think is like your biggest challenge coming into this role that you found?
Right. You know, I think starting a new role, there's many different challenges. Is really just understanding the environment. What I'm so excited about is Bethesda Hospital and Baptist has such a history of innovation, a tradition of excellence. You know, so the biggest challenge I think this past year was not only appreciating where we've been, but really taking a moment of pause to figure out, like, where are we going long term?
Yeah, for sure.
Getting to know our physicians, our employees, the community, repositioning ourselves for great success.
Okay.
I used to work here in Palm Beach for many, many years, so I did have a good understanding of the layout of Palm Beach and the healthcare that we do provide as a county. So that actually made things a little bit smoother for me.
That's awesome,
so, to some degree, it's kind of returning home.
Totally.
But it's a large organization. I wanted to make sure that I embraced the culture and the history so that I can lead it going forward.
So one unique thing I think about like Boynton and kind of these areas that we're in is that there's been like this explosion of growth, right? So let's talk a little bit about, you know, when you're specifically dealing with an environment of high growth, how do you handle that? How do you guys as a hospital look at that and go, okay, this area is like booming. They're building all these new houses and there's all these people moving here. How do you keep up with that?
Yeah, I think the growth side's exciting. We work with partners such as the Economic Council, the Business Development Board. The growth here in Palm Beach County is really just beginning. They've had huge success, you know, over the last number of years, bringing a lot of individuals from the Northeast to here to Palm Beach County.
Sure.
I think our responsibility is to make sure that we have the right resources in the right locations.
Yeah.
And, you know, being part of Baptist, we're very much focused on bringing care closer to home. You know, here in particular, we're here in Wellington.
Yes.
In just a couple of years, we're going to be building out an integrated healthcare organization,
awesome.
Which will not only have an emergency department, but physician offices and other subspecialties there.
That
we're building out in West Boca. They'll be opening up very soon an emergency department. So we're very much focused on making sure that we're addressing the needs of the community, that we're going where the population is going as well, that we can continuously serve.
So let's talk a little bit about that on the community as a whole and how you guys get involved. Because obviously, typically on our podcast here, we have our nonprofits that come in here. And, you know, they're serving a very specific, sometimes vulnerable population. How do you guys, how does the hospital partner with like community leaders or other organizations in the hospital to make sure that those populations are served properly?
Yeah. You know, I think it really kind of comes back to our history.
Mm-hmm.
Bethesda Hospital was built by the community for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to serve and be the preeminent provider of healthcare and to improve the overall health and well-being of our community. So we're very much connected here in Palm Beach and throughout South Florida. We work with local partners here in Palm Beach. The Caridad Center is a wonderful organization.
Okay.
We work
yep.
very closely with them.
Awesome.
We work closely with the Habitat for Humanity, with the United Way, the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Association.
Awesome.
So we're very well connected.
Yeah.
You know, and we have many employees that also want to volunteer and give back.
Which is huge.
You know, so it's important that we stay connected, but we help support the community so that we can improve the health and the well-being.
Absolutely. I love that. What's something that people might not know about either Baptist or the Bethesda system, maybe? Something that you're really proud of that you want to make sure people really know about?
You know, I think one of the things is, you know, I joined this organization a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned earlier, my career started actually at Baptist Hospital in Miami from a consulting accounting perspective. I've watched this organization grow and provide world-class medicine. What I would think that we can do and what I would ask is for people to take a deeper dive into Baptist Health to really understand the world-class care that we're providing,
mm-hmm.
whether it's on the cancer care, the neurosciences, the orthopedics, the heart and vascular care. We have some of the best physicians in the country right here in South Florida
mm-hmm.
that are most current on the research and technology that are providing innovative ways. So proud to be part of this organization because the care is exceptional. And that's what makes me so proud. I'm so honored to work with this great organization. And I think the more that we all kind of come together to learn about the power of Baptist and providing for our community, I think the better off that we all are.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I don't know anyone that doesn't know Baptist or seen, you know, any of their advertising, their hospitals. It's a super well-known brand, which I think is really cool. So, you know, I don't think people have any... see, now I'm bumbling too. Now
I messed you up.
I know. I'm like, I don't think people don't know that, but it is like a very recognized brand down here, which I think is important. It's awesome. How do you guys, as far as like social, a social health thing in the area here, how do you guys address social determinants of health. So if there's like a housing crisis or food insecurity, like how do you guys work with leaders in the community to kind of combat some of that?
Yeah, well, we work closely with many of the organizations that I shared with you earlier. We also do a very robust community health needs assessment.
Okay.
Where we come together in a formal process, working with community leaders.
Awesome.
Working with the community itself, working with non-clinicians to come together to understand what the needs are. And then we take all that information and we actually formulate a plan of how can we enhance the care.
Awesome.
Where do we need to help address some of those social determinants of care, whether it's working and partnering with organizations such as CARIDAD, working closely with some of the food banks that are here, helping improve maybe the mental health and wellness in the area, or even providing high-level NICU services here for our community. So we really come together in a very focused and methodical approach to help address the needs of the community.
So question for you on that. On the foundation side, I know Baptist has like their foundation. Is that all rolled in? Does Bethesda have a separate foundation?
We have one foundation for
one.
All.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because the numbers that I was reading about, like the money that they fundraise and give back to the community were like massive.
Right.
It's really cool.
We are so blessed to be part of such an incredible community that is philanthropic and recognizes the power of giving back, the power of the extraordinary. You know, here in Boynton Beach, all of the hospitals are under one foundation. The individual hospitals have councils.
Okay.
And so when individuals want to provide philanthropic support, they can designate where they would choose for those funds to go. Perhaps somebody would like to designate it to a particular hospital, to a particular program, such as cancer or heart and vascular. So ultimately, the employee, the individual that's providing the donation chooses where they want those resources to go.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, because I was doing some of my research here. I mean, it was like $10 million raised to support like just research, and I think like you know the overall number. I don't know. It was a lot. It was like $60 million. It was a lot, which I think is really cool. People are probably like blown away by that number if they didn't know it.
Yeah, and if I can just share, I'm really excited to share with you is our local community here in Palm Beach has helped support our brand new emergency room that we're going to be building at Bethesda Hospital East.
Okay.
So through philanthropy, we're going to be modernizing and renovating our emergency room.
Okay.
And that was really driven through the local community with philanthropic dollars, because individuals recognize the importance of hospitals and the emergency department and providing high quality care.
That's awesome. So when you guys revamp that, is that like technology changes? Is that like more personnel? What does that look like?
It's really revamping the resources that we have.
Okay.
We're going to go from 42 rooms, that many of which are semi-private, to 50 all-private rooms.
Awesome.
The facility will be state-of-the-art. It'll start the second that you walk in with a very spacious waiting room with natural light. But when you come back into the emergency department, it improves the visibility of our nurses to be able to see patients in the rooms. Again, all-private rooms. It'll have advanced technology in there as well. We're installing, we're about to complete the installation of two high-tech CT scanners that help with improved diagnosis of patients. So we'll have advanced imaging in there as well. And it helps us, you know, at the end of the day, provide a higher level of care.
That's amazing. Well, we're sort of running out of time, but I want to make sure, is there anything that you specifically want to cover? Anything new and exciting that you want to make sure that we cover today that people know about?
Right.
Well, that we haven't covered.
I think, you know, there's one thing I would love to share.
Yeah.
You know, well, a couple of things is first, you know, Baptist Health is a Fortune 100 top employer. Mm-hmm. We're one of the highest rated healthcare organizations in the country. Historically, Bethesda Hospital has been in the top 10 to 25%. I'm really proud to share that I just received the results yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Bethesda Hospital is now in the top 5% in the entire country for our employees and their experience. And I couldn't be more proud about that, because I believe if we can get it right for our employees, then we can get it right for our physicians, we can get it right for our patients and our community.
Yeah.
And
it,
so
it
that's
comes down
hot off the press.
Yeah,
it's
oh, that's
hot
amazing.
Off of the 501c TV.
You heard it here first.
Right, that's true.
That's amazing. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you know, that's really hard, because when you sometimes when you have like larger systems, it's hard to get that overall, like, you know, everything's so good and working together. So I commend you for that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's not easy. So that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what else? What other nuggets can you share with us, Jared?
What I would say is, if there's anybody that's listening to the call, mm-hmm. that's here locally in Palm Beach, if there's any way that we can help you, help a loved one, please do not hesitate to reach out.
Sure. Now, and one last thing that I wanted to ask too, a lot of times people watch the podcast and they want to get involved, they want to help in some way. Do you guys have volunteer opportunities?
Oh, we do.
Okay,
have a wonderful volunteer base of here at Bethesda Hospital, about 150 volunteers that work in many different facets of the day-to-day workings of the hospital. We couldn't do it without our wonderful volunteers.
Very cool. If we want to find more information about Bethesda, where do we go?
Please go out to the baptisthealth.net website. There is a specific location for Bethesda Hospital, mm-hmm. as well as our volunteer program, all the services that we offer as well.
Amazing. So I'm going to ask you to leave us with one story, like one good story about, like, you know, in the last year, what's like something really cool that's happened, either with like a patient or maybe a caregiver that you were like, this is really cool. Like, I'm really happy to be working here and doing what I'm doing. I'm sure there's a million stories, but...
You know, there's a million stories, but I'll actually share one that I witnessed this past Friday.
Okay.
I was actually in our gift shop of all places.
Okay.
And one of our nurses came into the gift shop and was buying a gift. And I asked, who was the gift for? And it was actually for a patient. Hmm. And she indicated that the patient was going through a difficult time and she wanted to brighten up the patient as well.
That's sweet.
Here was this nurse using her own money to go ahead and buy a gift for one of our patients. And I just felt that it was really amazing that what a personal environment that we're in, the quality of care that we're provided, how compassionate and empathetic our team is. And I think when you really break it down to that level, there's nothing more rewarding to be part of that.
Yeah.
You know, as well.
I know. That's got to make you like feel really good.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, totally. Because, you know, sometimes you can go into a hospital or a doctor's office and you can feel like, you know, you're just a number, you're just going in. So, I mean, to have like people there taking care of people in our community, your neighbors, your family members, and to know that they're that compassionate is really cool.
And I think that's just reflective of our team.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I appreciate you being here. Yeah,
it's great to be here,
Jared.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on everything going on and, you know, a lot of accolades going on. And I'm excited to see like the new stuff that's being built and right here in my backyard.
Yeah, come out for a visit. We look forward to hosting you. Thank you so much for the time today.
I would love that. And again, everybody, Jared Smith, the CEO of Bethesda Hospital, right here in our own South Florida backyard. So I really appreciate you taking the time today. And we appreciate you joining us here on 501C TV again. And a special thank you to Kana House Studios, Wellington's first and only content creation studio. And we'll see you next time.